Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Joining me today is Autumn Leva. She is the Policy and Communications Director of Family Policy Alliance. We have been discussing talk therapy bans and the harm they pose to all Americans.
It really does take us back to forced, coerced speech by the government. And in America, we ought to be able to live our lives out in accordance to our conscience and faith. And when the government comes in and says, no, you don't have permission to do that, it really brings harm to the entire citizenry, doesn't it?
I think that's exactly right. I think this is one of those issues where we may be coming at this perspective from a biblical view on sex and sexuality, but really you don't even have to agree with a biblical view on sexuality to know that when the government is stepping between you and your counselor and telling you what you can or cannot believe or what your counselor can and cannot say, that really represents a big intrusion by the government. And I think we can all agree that that's wrong.
Absolutely. And when the government comes in as a sword instead of a shield to protect people, we all should be concerned.
Absolutely. That's exactly right, Karen. We saw this in Canada just recently. They passed a law saying that essentially if a family isn't fully supportive and signing off on their child's sexual orientation or gender identity and not trying to get them help, then that could be considered abusive and the child could be removed from the home. And it doesn't just stop in Canada. We've already seen legislation in Nebraska that would also call it child abuse for counselors to talk to kids about unwanted same-sex attraction or gender identity struggles. And so what that means is the counselor could lose their license and the family would be labeled as child abusers for allowing their kid to get this kind of therapy, and that's very wrong.
Thank you for joining me today, Autumn. To learn more about talk therapy bans, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.
Autumn, once again, it is a delight to have a conversation with you, and thank you what you do for FPA and standing for the family. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Karen. You're doing wonderful work in Nebraska. We're so proud to be allied with you.